A Jewish Journal article. Skidmore College blocks recognition of Progressive Zionists Club. Skidmore College denied recognition of a Progressive Zionists Club on March 13. The Allgemeiner reported that the club, Progressive Zionists for Peace, PZP, was told by Skidmore's Club Affairs Committee that their application for a trial period was not accepted due to concerns that a dialogue-focused club with one perspective being conveyed could be troublesome, and that the club needs to try to either gain more diverse perspectives before becoming a club focused on dialogue or reframe the mission to be more advocate-focused with a specific stance. Goldhirsch Brown, one of the co-founders of the club, told the Allgemeiner that the college's decision showed political bias, given that the Social Justice for Palestine Club was recently granted a trial period. Zionism is an issue close to our hearts, and we are enraged and disappointed that our school is clearly lenient towards some social, political issues but not others. Jewish groups denounced the committee's decision. Simple explanation for at Skidmore College denial, the Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted. No Zionists, however progressive, need apply. Free speech? At Skidmore it's overrated. The StopAntisemitism.org watchdog similarly tweeted, Skidmore College. Social Justice for Palestine has our full support. Also Skidmore College. Progressive Zionists for Peace, denied. Why is this discrimination being allowed at your school at Skidmore College? The New Zionist Congress, a group co-founded by George Washington University student Blake Flayton, also tweeted, Jewish students are facing blatant discrimination and demonization. It is unacceptable. We stand in solidarity with Progressive Zionists for Peace at Skidmore College. Sabrina Kanza, a program analyst for the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education's Individual Rights Defense Program, wrote in a March 17 letter to Skidmore College that the committee's reasons for denying the club's trial period were insufficient, noting that the college guarantees the right to debate opinions both publicly and privately. She also pointed out that the college has both the College Democrats and College Republicans on campus, and that the risk of dissent or disagreement didn't prevent the Social Justice for Palestine from being approved for their trial period. As a college that purports to protect the expressive and associational rights of its students, Skidmore must reverse course and ensure that PZP is provided the trial period it needs in order to become a chartered student organization, Kanza wrote. Sarah Miga, director of External Relations and Strategic Communications at Skidmore College, told the journal that PZP was not officially denied a club trial period by Skidmore's Club Affairs Committee. Rather, they were asked to return at a later date to clarify their mission and goals. She added that PZP will be meeting with the Club Affairs Committee on March 19 to engage in this follow-up discussion to address any miscommunications or misunderstandings. When asked by the journal on what PZP specifically needed to clarify in their mission statement and goals, Miga replied that she didn't have any additional information to provide.